Chapter 22, Madman, Never Underestimate the Power You Have to Take Your Life in a New Direction, Germany. Kent. As everybody heard the doorbell ring, Klaus decided to attend to whoever was on their doorstep. "I will open the door," Klaus said. Hassan continued to talk to Pete and Ethan. Then, Klaus opened the door, and it was Kara.
"Kara, we were just talking about you.
Come on in," Klaus welcomed Kara into the house.
"Klaus, I will be quick. I am here to drop off my keys, and I want you to tell Hassan that I am leaving," Kara said to Klaus.
"No, please. I just got him back. I can't tell him that." Klaus refused to do what Kara was asking of him.
"Tell me what?"
Hassan overheard Kara and Klaus and then joined in. "I am here to drop off your house and restaurant keys.
I am leaving today," Kara broke the news to Hassan.
"Come in," Hassan brought Kara in.
"I have to go. I don't want to miss my train," Kara was in a hurry.
"I said, come in," Hassan yelled. Kara entered the house with her suitcase.
"You are leaving?"
Hassan asked.
"Yes, I am," Kara nodded.
"Does Kyle know you are leaving?"
"We broke up."
"Klaus, can you give me the phone, please?" Klaus gave Hassan the home phone, and Hassan dialed Kyle's phone number.
"I have to go," Kara insisted.
"I am not done yet," Hassan said.
"Hello,"
Kyle said, answering Hassan's phone call.
"Hi, Kyle.
It's me, Hassan. How are you?"
Hassan greeted Kyle.
"I am glad to hear your voice."
"I am okay, and how are you doing?" Kyle asked how Hassan was doing.
"I am doing fine.
Do you know Kara is leaving today?"
Hassan asked Kyle if he knew about Kara's departure.
"No, she won't talk to me," Kyle replied in a disappointed tone.
"Well, you need to be here with her," so Hassan called Kyle over to his place.
"She doesn't want to be with me," Kyle was adamant.
"Do you want your child to grow up without a father?"
Hassan asked Kyle.
"How?"
Kara was interrupted.
"Is she pregnant?"
Kyle wasn't aware of Kara's pregnancy.
"With a boy."
"You need to come right now," Hassan confirmed.
"On my way," Kyle instantly hung up.
"See you then," Hassan responded.
Hassan ended the call and looked at Kara.
"I caused all of this to you, to John," Kara said to Hassan.
"You didn't cause anything.
I hear John talking, am I right?"
Hassan tried to convince Kara.
Hassan walked to Kara and said, "You have no right to think like that or even think of leaving. And you absolutely have no right to take your son's family away from him.
He will grow up between us," said Hassan.
"But—"
Kara was interrupted by Hassan.
"That's not your decision alone. It must be awful to have all those painful thoughts.
You are pregnant, you need to rest," Hassan said to Kara.
"How did you know I am with a child?
Your smell is different, and you are glowing.
Come, have something to eat.
Brian must make you hungry all the time."
"What did you call him?"
"His name will be Brian."
Kara hugged Hassan and cried, saying, "Thank you.
Go and have a seat.
I need to talk to Klaus.
I am sorry. I didn't mean to step over."
"Please don't be mad," Klaus apologized to Hassan.
"Of course, I am mad, but not for what you said.
I am mad because you keep apologizing."
"Stop apologizing.
I got it, you are protective, and that is your right.
I am the one who should apologize for what I put you and my family through.
I stopped fighting, but now I am back, and I will fight till the end," Hassan bluntly said to Klaus.
"Will you spend the rest of your life with me as my husband?"
Klaus proposed to Hassan.
"Yes.
Yes.
Yes."
Hassan instantly agreed.
"Three, yes.
You didn't even think."
"Why do I have to think?"
"I will be your husband under one condition."
"I agree.
Don't you need to know what it is first?"
"I won't change my mind." I want you to have my last name.
I will be honored, Hassan smiled.
I love you, Klaus confessed.
Hassan and Klaus shared a long, deep and passionate kiss.
I have to make some calls, Hassan excused himself.
Hassan then called Carlos, John, and Oliver.
Andrew had also arrived at Klaus's place and said, "It is necessary for us to speak."
Andrew spoke to Hassan about his comments in the hospital, and Hassan told Andrew to tell no one what he found.
"You have to do exactly what I'm going to say to you.
The time has come to end this," said Hassan.
Oliver and Carlos were there, but John sat far from Carlos.
"For God's sake, stop being idiots.
John, you need to apologize to Cara and Carlos, and Carlos, no need to run away every time something comes up.
It is simple, are you in or out of this relationship?"
Hassan asked Carlos.
"He's still in love with you," Carlos replied.
"Stop this nonsense.
He is angry because he thought that Brian stole his life, but he forgot that he is responsible for his actions.
John, you made your choice and believed I cheated on you without talking to me.
You thought your life was ruined because you got HIV, but look at you, you are healthy.
The only thing that will ruin your life is letting your love slip away from your fingers.
Don't be damned, you have a chance to be happy with him.
Carlos, you need to fight for what is your right.
Now, I want you to sit with Cara," Hassan schooled everyone there.
Carlos took John's hand and sat down next to Cara.
John apologized to Cara and kissed her on the forehead, and then kissed Carlos as well.
After that, Kyle showed up holding flowers in his hands.
"Hi, everyone.
Cara, I need to ask you a question," Kyle directed towards Cara.
"Go ahead," Cara approved.
Kyle got on one knee and asked her, "Will you marry me?"
Cara, with tears, said, "I do.
What are you waiting for?
Kiss her already," Hassan told Kyle.
Kyle kissed Cara and smiled.
"We will have a double wedding," Hassan said with a huge smile.
Charlie, Cara, Pete, Ethan, Kyle, Tristan, John, Andrew, and Carlos together said, "What?
You all heard me," said Hassan.
"There will be three weddings," Anton also came in.
"Three?"
Charlie acted surprised.
"We are getting married," Anton said.
"But you didn't ask me," Charlie said.
"He asked us, your dads, and we said yes," Klaus told his daughter of his and Hassan's approval of Anton for her.
"You need to be with a real man, plus you are in love with him.
Your daughter needs to be with her father permanently," Hassan said to Charlie.
Hassan went to the kitchen. He walked to Maria, hugged her, and kissed her on the forehead.
"Thank you," Hassan appreciated Maria's service.
"I was worried about you," Maria said to Hassan.
"I know, but I am here."
"Klaus, we need to talk," said Hassan.
Hassan took Klaus to their room.
"I need to ask you to do something for me tonight," Hassan said.
"Anything for you," Klaus agreed.
"Tonight, I want you to make love to me as you used to.
Don't stop, no matter what," Hassan demanded.
"Why?"
Klaus was somewhat confused.
"Do you want me back to normal?" asked Hassan.
"More than anything," Klaus undoubtedly agreed.
"Then do what I asked you."
"Can I ask why?"
"The fight is not over yet, and I need to be whole again to finish it.
You will help me to be whole again.
I need to face my fears."
"Are you in?"
"I am, all the way.
Keep in mind if you ever stop, I might be gone forever.
I will do whatever it takes.
I am counting on you."
Everybody was happy after dinner.
Hassan had gone for a shower.
He stood under the water, his hands moved through the body.
He took a deep breath and opened his eyes.
He saw himself standing inside the shower.
"You can't defeat me.
Tonight will be your end.
I will finish you off."
Hassan ignored his fears, closed his eyes, and heard the drops of water fall on his body.
Then he shifted his hands to his chest and on his shoulders.
His fears continued to speak, but Hassan kept on ignoring them. Finally, Hassan finished his shower, wandered naked to his bed, and dried himself. Klaus was smiling, taking a deep breath and saying, "I have lost so much to you." Klaus looked at Hassan and said, "Are you ready?"
"I am," Hassan gave a slight smirk.
Hassan laid down on the bed, and Klaus started to kiss him.
"Don't ever stop, no matter what," Hassan said.
"You have my word," Klaus said. Klaus kissed Hassan all over his body. Hassan looked up and saw his fear on top of him, locking its gaze on him.
"Ready?"
Hassan nodded his head. The fears whispered in Hassan's ear, "Now you are chained, standing on the cliff about to fall." Hassan closed his eyes and stood chained on the edge of the cliff, and there were fears. He was driven to fall by his fears from the cliff. Before falling, Hassan held his fears by his hands.
"What are you doing?" Fear asked.
Hassan answered, "You are a part of me. If I am going down, I will take you with me."
"You are going to die."
Hassan fell, and his body trembled. So, his tears continued to fall from his eyes. Klaus knew he couldn't stop. Hassan bumped into the water, breathing heavily into his body. With every second, he drowned deeper as the chain pulled him in deeper. He drowned continuously until he reached the ground of the water and then saw the large sword slipping his flesh.
"Why can't I move?"
Hassan said. His fears replied, "I told you, you can't defeat me."
Hassan couldn't move, "I need to move, damn it," Hassan said.
Klaus started being worried. Hassan hadn't shown a movement.
"Please come back to me," Klaus said, but Hassan didn't move.
Klaus shouted, and his tears fell on Hassan's face. Something happened that Hassan couldn't understand. Hassan felt the waters had changed.
"This is your end," he heard a voice saying.
Hassan was unable to understand his sensations and then looked into his fear's eyes deeply. This was a sad and silent moment. Unable to conclude his battle, Hassan wouldn't give up on him but Klaus. Klaus continued to whisper and cry. Hassan smiled and said, "Now I understand." Hassan pulled his fears into him and absorbed him. He closed his eyes and said, "I will never abandon any part of me again. Not my fears, not even my dark side." The water led Hassan to the surface, looking up and taking a deep breath. He looked at his chains before reaching the surface, and the chains were missing. He picked up the sword and drowned it in the water. Finally, he reached the surface and could breathe at last. Hassan breathed deeply, and Klaus flipped up onto his bed.
Hassan said, "I love you."
Klaus then said, "Please do not leave me."
"Do you think I will ever leave you?
You are the love of my life.
I would destroy the whole world for you," Hassan said.
"I love you," Klaus said in tears. Hassan passionately kissed Klaus. The kiss was blended with Klaus' tears. It tasted like tears and love. That taste of love that never would die and every day would become sweeter and more robust. They kissed for a while, then Klaus stopped and said, "Something's different about you?"
Hassan looked at Klaus with a smile and said, "I am the same person you love.
And I am deeply in love with you." They continued to touch and kiss each other. They melted in each other and fell in love all over again.
"I've never done it before with anyone, and I want you to be my first," Klaus told Hassan.
"You don't need to do that.
I am okay with what we have," Hassan replied.
"You are the one, and I want to have it."
Hassan bit his lip, "Are you ready for the ride?"
Hassan said.
"I am ready.
I will take you to the clouds for an epic ride.
I am all yours, and you are mine.
I will never stop loving you."
Hassan bit Klaus' earlobe and put his tongue in his ears.
Klaus felt something different about this Hassan. He was no longer innocent, but he remained the same sweet person. This time Hassan had taken Klaus on another ride, but it was all different. More than ever, Hassan made him lose control and added a sweet pain to pleasure.
He closed his eyes then opened them to feel he was on Hassan's clouds.
Hassan smiled and asked Klaus, "You're about to ride again?"
Klaus watched and smiled at Hassan.
Klaus was taking Hassan between his arms and flew among the clouds. He was opening his black wings.
"You don't want to miss the view from here," Hassan smiled and spoke.
Klaus smiled and said, "I love you." Hassan wrapped up his wings around Klaus and himself, sopping with a pot.
Hassan whispered in Klaus' ear and he smiled with closed eyes.
Klaus breathed deeply and liked what Hassan was doing.
Hassan gave a kiss to Klaus, then whispered again in Klaus's ear.
After some time, Klaus opened his eyes and wrapped his arm around Hassan's waist, and the other arm moved around Hassan's back.
Then he said, "I love you."
Klaus looked deep into Hassan's eyes and he replied with a sweet voice,
"I love you too."
The following day, Hassan went downstairs and sat down on the chair and looked over to Klaus' office window. For a while, he didn't move. Then, he began to remember and smiled on the part of his life that he had spent with John.
He continued to look at the window and decided to remember each detail of his life with Klaus.
For about 30 minutes, he didn't move from the chair.
Then, the door suddenly opened, and he heard Andrew say he would talk to Julian.
"Please help him," Andrew said with pain.
Julian said, "I will try. Now leave us alone."
Then Julian closed the door.
Julian moved closer to Hassan.
"I can recognize that perfume. It is a symbol of my pain and torture."
"Welcome, Minoris." Hassan stood and turned to confront Minoris.
Minoris took off his glasses and smiled.
"I would be really disappointed if you didn't recognize me.
Finally, you opened all doors of your mind together to walk into all places in your mind to defeat your own fears.
You are unstoppable now.
I waited so long to find you.
You are my perfect creation," Minoris said and took a long sigh.
"Am I?
I knew it since I saw your paintings, especially the one that Brian has stolen.
Look at you now.
You don't need help.
So much for your theory to put the person in an extreme amount of his fears and force him to face his all fears to be free.
To walk into people's minds and open every door and find what's behind them.
Don't you think it is too much?
It doesn't work for everyone, but in your case, you are very perfect for my theory.
I thought you gave up, but I can see you whole again.
And you are here to finish your job, or there is more.
We are done, but I cannot leave you here.
You belong with me.
And if I said no?
I will destroy everything you touch or love.
I like you already.
But I am afraid I am a little bendy, and you cannot fulfill my desire.
You awake a dark angel who is hungry all the time.
Thirsty for more and more.
Maybe you can do something for me.
What do you mean?
So, tell me, how did you kill Brian?
No, wait, let me guess.
You killed him using his car, so it looks like an accident.
Am I right?
He got soft because of his love for you.
He ruined everything we had worked for.
So, you killed him because you think that his love and feelings are worthless?
The whole point is being free from your silly emotion.
You were his weakness, and I tried to destroy you.
But here we are.
I am impressed.
So, anyone messes with your process, you would destroy him.
How many times have you done this?
I am a scientist, I make sacrifices.
You killed Brian, ruined many people's lives, including mine, put me through hell, yet it's not enough.
You disposed us like garbage, like we were nothing.
You are not a scientist.
You are just an asshole who abuses and messes with people's minds.
You are nothing, nobody, Hassan screamed with tears in his eyes.
I guess I have to finish you, Minoris was determined.
Hassan laughed very loud, then looked at Minoris and said, I am scared, with mocking facial expressions.
You cannot defeat me.
Sorry.
What?
I couldn't hear you well.
You are wrong.
I cannot see you because you are so little, and I feel sorry for you.
But I promise you one thing, that I will undo everything you have done and destroy you, and no one will remember you.
Oh, if you don't believe me?
I can prove it to you.
Hassan opened the door, and Oliver walked in with a smile on his face.
Hi.
Minoris. Do you remember me?
I am Max, but now I go with Oliver.
Oliver introduced himself to Minoris.
What is this?
Minoris was puzzled.
It is basically a freak show created by you, Hassan pinched Minoris.
I shall destroy you and everyone you love, Minoris threatened Hassan again.
Hassan looked at Minoris with a grand evil look and told him, if you ever come close to my family, I will unleash my hell on you.
Believe me, you don't want me to because you won't last a day.
Minoris felt that Hassan wasn't alone.
He felt the presence of many people standing behind him.
And what about his face?
Is he a human being?
For the first time in his life, Minoris felt very frightened.
Tasting his own toxic medicine was an indescribable moment.
He began to laugh insanely.
Now, say hello to the cops, they will take care of you.
Good luck with your new miserable life, and enjoy the view. Hassan had called the cops to get Minoris arrested.
The cops took Minoris.
Andrew entered the room, finally, we will be able to move on in our lives.
Isn't that right, Oliver?
He said.
Don't mess with me, Oliver replied to Andrew.
Hassan, are you all right?
Andrew asked Hassan.
I am fine, Hassan replied in affirmation.
Something is very different about you.
I can't put my finger on it, Andrew tried to identify some peculiarities in Hassan's changed behavior.
Don't spend time thinking about it, just spend time with someone you love, Hassan responded to Andrew.
Andrew moved to Hassan, took Hassan's hand, and put a big black feather in Hassan's hand.
Your secret is safe with me, Andrew said and walked away.
Hassan smiled and said, clever boy.
Sitting on the desk, Hassan opened the drawer, took his little box, and put it on the desk.
Hassan continued to look at the box but did not move it.
Finally, he closed his eyes and he took a long sigh.
Klaus went to Hassan and stood behind the chair.
But he did not open his eyes.
Hassan smiled.
Klaus whispered in Hassan's ear, I had a dream about you last night.
What was your dream?
Hassan asked.
You and I on the clouds, and you have black wings, Klaus replied.
Sounds quite the dream, Hassan was fascinated.
Hassan opened his eyes, rose and wrapped Klaus in his arms, and said, you want to dance with me?
Klaus smiled, took Hassan's hands, and began to dance.
No music, just two people in love.
The sound of heaven on earth were two heartbeats. In this world, two souls from two different worlds met.
Two souls that were deeply in love.
Hassan and Klaus danced together for a long time.
Hassan had placed his head on Klaus's chest and heard his heartbeat.
Klaus took a long sigh and closed his eyes.
Hassan smiled and requested Klaus to open his eyes.
Klaus opened his eyes and saw Hassan dancing on the clouds with his enormous black wings.
He looked at Hassan's face and smiled.
I love your smile, and I love you, said Klaus.
Hassan wrapped his arms and wings around Klaus and replied, I love you.
Now we can go on in our life, Klaus said.
Not quite yet, Hassan stopped Klaus.
What do you mean?
I have to do one more thing, and I need you to be with me.
I will do anything for you.
Can we go to Lake Ontario Park?
Lake Ontario Park.
You will know when we get there.
Let's go.
Picking his little box, Hassan took Klaus' hand and walked together.
Klaus walked up with Hassan to the lake and sat alongside him.
Hassan began to speak.
Initially, Klaus thought Hassan was going to talk to him, but he didn't, so he got a little bit sad.
A tear dropped to his cheek from his eyes.
Klaus looked at the sky and said, "Not again.
I just got him back."
Klaus closed his eyes, took a long sigh, and opened his eyes.
He saw Hassan open his box, took a wristwatch, and put it on the bench, then said,
it is time to let you go.
Suddenly, Klaus saw a man sitting next to him. The man smiled and said, I know you will take care of him. I know you are the one.
The man walked then started to disappear.
Hassan stood up and walked to the water and dropped his box into the water.
It's time to move on.
Hassan said.
Hassan turned, looked at Klaus with a smile, and said, can we go home?
Klaus smiled and whispered, I love you.
Hassan smiled and whispered back, I love you.